And many of the teenagers at that time resented the struggle, resented the union. They resented all that. What had that got to do with them?
Mm.
That had nothing to do with all this bloody talk of battles and glory, and what the hell's that got to do with us? I mean, they opened B&Q at Coughton Wood. But with respect, working in a warehouse in B&Q isn't the same as being a coal miner.
Mm.
And many of the jobs I've created have been mainly for women. Not that I've had any objection to that, but it's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very low paid. But, you know, I mean, I give talks to schools down in Doncaster. And Mexborough is one of the most deprived places in the whole of Europe, with the centre of two big pits, very, very militant pits. And the lads there have given up. Can't see the point in trying, really. So we all like to give a talk, and they're messing about it first and thinking, who's he? And why should this interest us? And I said, most of you lads had been working at the pit. No, I said, I had been working at the pit, and most of you had been earning more money than your teacher is.
Mm-hmm.
Which really pricked their ears up. Well, yeah, all of you. I said, in fact, about a third of you would be earning more than the head teacher. Really? Then these are the jobs they've taken off with. This is the career they've taken off with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling them, yeah, you know, Maltby. I said, there were men driving tunnels there who were earning £50,000 a year, driving the big machines. And it brings it home to them that they haven't got anything.